save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Oh, hey, boys!
Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Now, who's that? Who was that verse voice? Was that Alex or Jackson?
That was Alex.
Okay, Perth blokes, I'm really excited to talk to you guys for a number of reasons. I mean, we'll get to the show in a tick, but your hair is spectacular, both of you. What's your hair care routine? Because I haven't had a chance to speak to a guy about this for a long time, and I have long hair.
I'm not sure that I don't have a secret. I just, condition a couple times a week, and, there's not much to it.
Hang on, slow down. Wait a minute.
Alex, I was going to say, how many times do you wash it per week?
Once, maybe twice, if I'm
okay.
Lucky.
Pep, what are you on?
Yours is greasy.
Once a month?
If that.
Hey, guys, Lego Masters. So it's obviously season two. So last year, obviously, was season one. Who came up with the idea? Who was the one that put the foot on the throat and said, we need to do this? Because obviously, you're 100 grand richer.
Yes, I mean, it all started almost a year ago. Alex and I were just at the pub and he suggested it. And then Lego was like a huge part of my childhood, something that's super close to my heart. And there was no question in my mind about the answer. It was a straightaway yes.
Okay, now out of the two of you, who's the better
villain?
Lego master, yeah.
Jackson, 100%. Jackson every day of the week. I have a strong skill set in time management and keeping the fun in it and making all the puns, but yeah. I reckon Jackson was the best builder.
So does that mean you're splitting the 100K equally?
Well, look, I did a lot of television heavy lifting, I think. I brought a lot of characters.
Yeah. Everyone plays a different role.
Yeah, 100%. No, I get that.
Hey, you mentioned time. The final build was a 28-hour free build. Now, is that 28 hours straight? How many breaks are you taking in between that 28 hours? How does that work? How does it play out?
Yeah, so it's a long, long build. Like, we do have a few power naps, and we've got to eat, and we've got to use the toilet. So it's not 28 straight hours by any means, but, like, it's still a long, hard slog for sure.
Hey, guys, it is a reality TV show. It's a little bit different to the Maths and the Bachelors of the world, but how have the DMs been?
Oh, they've been very supportive, very wholesome,
yeah.
Very congratulatory,
great.
Very clean.
Great.
Oh, what were you expecting, Ed?
No, the Lego Society is a clean, respectable society, unlike the Maths fans.
That's true. what are you guys planning on doing now with the money?
I think, unfortunately, and probably rather boringly, it'll be something very reasonable, like paying off the mortgage or a house deposit for me. I think we'll take a breath and not spend it. Not be crazy and splurge.
Is there one thing? Is there just one thing that you're going to splurge on? Sure, just like a little thing.
Oh, look, I might buy a little bit of Lego, which I know.
Yeah, good. Well, you don't get given Lego. You're Lego Masters for season two.
No, we don't actually. Okay. And we were very respectable and very honourable, and we didn't actually steal any Lego.
Didn't steal either.
Hey, Alex and Jackson, which one of you works in the tattoo shop?
That's me, Jackson.
All right, Jackson. Is 35-year-old with two kids too old to get a sleeve?
Absolutely not. It's never too late to get a sleeve.
See, there you go. I keep telling you, it's not too old.
What would you slap on a 35-year-old greasy Italian with two kids?
Oh, I think that would be totally up to the 35-year-old greasy Italian.
No, he has no idea.
Yeah, no. I do have
a bit of an idea.
He wants Pokemon.
No, I don't want all Pokemon. I want some Pokemon. And I want some Lego stuff on there.
Oh, man, I would be so into that.
Are you trying to get a free tattoo here?
A little bit.
We could do a deal. A bit of contra on air. We'll advertise.
I knew you were scheming something.
Hey, you guys have been best mates in school. Is that right?
Yeah, we have been very close friends for a fair while now, since the high school days.
And was it building Lego together back as besties back in high school as well? Is that how far this goes back?
No, Jackson and I knew he liked Lego, but we didn't pick up the Lego bricks together until after the first season of the show when I thought of him immediately. It was like, we'll be great at this. And then we got stuck into it, sort of came out of our dark ages and gave it a red hot crack.
Jackson, how many pieces of Lego do you have in your collection? Would you know?
It's hard. I'd say between 150 and 200,000.
There you go.
Hey, envious.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Where do you store it?
Yeah.
At the moment, I've currently got this massive wooden antique desk that I've converted into like a little Lego workshop, and every drawer is categorized differently.
In colors? How do you categorize that?
By type, really. Yeah, we have this whole taxonomic system for sorting our Lego. It'll take me ages to explain it.
Mate, you said it's in an antique desk. I'm about to talk about my antique desk. You don't know how much yours is worth, do you?
Very little. It was old gum tree buy.
Okay. All
right. Fair enough. Hey, guys,
a
really
kind of antique.
Good watching you guys on this. The show is fantastic. It is so good. The whole family gets around it to watch it. And, of course, knowing that a couple of Perth legends have actually taken it out for season two is a ripper. Alex and Jackson, thanks for joining us, guys. Take care.
Thank you so much for having us.
No worries. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.